from NPR Music and the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Welcome to A Jazz Piano Christmas. I'm Jason Moran. There are certain things we've come to expect during the holidays. Honoring traditions, spending time with family and friends, eating some rather good food. And what I enjoy most of the holidays is the music. Good holiday music. And right here on this stage, some of the finest pianists are going to come out and play. Ellis Marsalis, Jerry Allen, Taylor Eixste, and even I will spice up the holiday repertoire. We'll also remember our dear friend Dave Brubeck. That's coming up on A Jazz Piano Christmas from NPR Music. Christmas brings the promise of gifts and the gift of music. Here's our gift to you. Dave Brubeck playing beautiful, unexpected harmonies from a 1996 Jazz Piano Christmas. Tradition is a big part of Christmas. Dave Brubeck wrote a composition based on a Mexican Christmas tradition that celebrates the 9 days of La Posada, or the lodging. It honors the journey of Mary, Joseph, and the unborn baby Jesus as they traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem looking for a place to stay. Brubeck's Christmas cantata is based on this story. It's called God's Love Made Visible. Thank you. the late Dave Brubeck playing his composition, God's Love Made Visible, from a 1996 Jazz Piano Christmas. Welcome to a Jazz Piano Christmas from NPR Music. This is the 23rd rendition of this great public radio tradition. I'm Jason Moran. I'm on stage here at the Terrace Theater at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. I'm the artistic advisor for jazz here at the Kennedy Center, and one of my goals is to widen and broaden the concept and the view of jazz. Dave Brubeck, one of the world's finest composers and pianists, did just that. He made the music more accessible and helped preserve its history and culture throughout his brilliant career. And on December 5th, he passed away, just one day before his 92nd birthday. He was a blessed musician. His iconic recording of Paul Desmond's tune, Take Five, immediately became a mainstream hit, and Blue Rondo, A la Turk, from the same album, also became an extreme standard. Brubeck never tired of reinvestigating those songs, and his spirit took him to many other places, both before and since, and to throngs of young people, and to folk musics of this world, to statements on social justice, to devotional music, and into the imaginations of jazz students and new fans everywhere. His Brubeck Institute in Sacramento has been adding great musicians to the jazz scene, and I want to say that about 5 or 6 years ago, I had the fortune of my wife and I sitting way up high in Carnegie Hall, watching him play with his sons. And there was a moment when he played this amazing intro that harkened back to Fats Waller, to Earl Hines, and there's so much history in his hands that I knew that I picked the right instrument to play for an eternity. And so this performance is dedicated to our friend, Dave Brubeck. So I'd like to play a couple of my favorite holiday tunes. The first piece is called A Merrier Christmas, written by my icon, Thelonious Monk. He actually wrote lyrics to this piece, too. Now it is Christmas time, hear the bell ringing pretty sounds, the ting, 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 tong. So we'll make this Christmas better than the ones gone by. We'll have a merrier Christmas. Yes, it is. Christmas time, hear the bell ring pretty sounds. Ting, 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 tong. So you'll hear me play ting, 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 tong. That's Thelonious Monk, and this is A Merrier Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right now, I'd like to invite out a really great friend of mine and great pianist, Taylor Eichstee. Taylor has a great band that is, I think, at the center of what I define as the new generation of young musicians. And I think he defines what it is that musicians are looking for, but also the future of the sound of this music. His immense understanding of the history, but also his forward-thinking outlook for the future. So it's with great pleasure that I invite Taylor Eichstee to the stage. So Taylor, you actually had a relationship with Dave Brubeck.
Yeah. And
so could you tell us like a part about that, like, you know, some of those stories?
Absolutely. For the last 16 years, I've been fortunate to know the Brubeck family and got a chance to play with and know Dave really well, too. And I'm always inspired by the example he set for other musicians in terms of how to treat people and also how to just never stop creating. He is inspiring on so many different levels. And I was very, very sad to hear that he passed, but then also it was kind of warming to know just how all over the world everyone had a great, great appreciation for the impact that he left.
Taylor Eikstein, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to continue with a song written by Catherine Kennicott Davis, who originally wrote it for the Trapp Sisters, and this is Little Drummer Boy.
Gadsby, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to A Jazz Piano Christmas, jazz interpretations of your favorite holiday songs. You can hear this program again and explore NPR's world of music on our website, nprmusic.org. We'll come back to the Kennedy Center's Terrace Theater with more jazz for the holidays, but first we're going to take a short break. I'm Jason Moran, and you're listening to A Jazz Piano Christmas from the Kennedy Center and NPR Music. We're back with the Jazz Piano Christmas from NPR Music. We're here in the Terrace Theater at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. I'm Jason Moran, Artistic Advisor for Jazz here at the Kennedy Center. This year, we're dedicating the show to a beloved jazz ambassador, a pianist and composer, Dave Brubeck. Our next pianist is a brilliant composer. She's a multifaceted musician who I think embodies the dual challenges of tradition and innovation like no other. Simply put, I think her music is extremely powerful. I love her sound. Please welcome the amazing Jerry Allen. Thank you.
I'd like to play a version of Angels We Have Heard on High. Thank you.
Jerry Allen, everybody. It's a real pleasure to bring out the next pianist. I grew up in Houston, but when I was 15, I decided to go to New Orleans for the summer. My mother took my brother and I to study with Ellis Marsalis. I think Ellis Marsalis is the epitome of style and taste. He's the patriarch, clearly, of the Marsalis family. And it is my honor to welcome the NEA Jazz Master, Ellis Marsalis.
Thank you.
Ellis Marsalis, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to invite out Jerry Allen and Taylor Eichsky, because what is a tradition here is at the end of these concerts, if you've been lucky, you've been able to see a round robin happen where four pianists share one piano. And tonight, we'd like to play Take Five. I'm Jason Moran, and it's been my pleasure playing for you and hosting NPR's 23rd Annual Jazz Piano Christmas, which is a co-production between NPR Music and the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Daryl Ayers is the Vice President for Education, Kevin Struthers, the Director of Jazz Programming, Gene Thiel, the Jazz Program Coordinator, with help from Raynell Frazier. Our producer is Soraya Mohammed. Our engineer is Brian Jarbo. Patrick Jaranwantananan produces web content for NPR Jazz. The executive producer and director of NPR Music is Anya Grundman. You can hear this program again and explore more jazz concerts, interviews, and music recommendations at our website, nprmusic.org. I'm Jason Moran. Thanks for listening. Happy holidays from the Kennedy Center and NPR Music. Everybody for Jerry Allen, Taylor Eichsky, Ellis Marsalis, Dave Brubeck, My name is Jason Moran. Thank you very much for coming out. Thank you.